Let's just unite our hearts together, please, in word of opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this evening, and through our Savior's most precious and all-worthy name. O God, we thank Thee tonight for our Savior. We thank Thee, O God, for the Son of God who loved me, gave Himself for me. We pray, Lord, that tonight You'll come by Thy Holy Spirit, take control of this meeting tonight, we pray. We need Thee. We need Thy help. Lord, we just pray that You'll come and be with us this evening and pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us in a most remarkable and a most unusual way. So hear and answer prayer. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our opening hymn, and it's probably not a familiar hymn, but it's, I think we sang it this time last year. All glory be to Christ. Should nothing of our efforts stand, no legacy survive, unless the Lord does raise the house, in vain its builders strive. It's to the tune of Auld Lang Syne, so you'll know the tune, and you'll hopefully be able to follow along with the words as well. We'll stand together as we sing this opening hymn, please. Let's unite our hearts together, please, in word of prayer. And and seek for His presence and His blessing upon us just now. Heavenly Father, we come into Thy holy presence this evening. And Lord, we come to give Thee glory, come to give Thee praise. For Lord, You alone are worthy of all of our praise. Lord, You alone are worthy of all of our adoration. O God, we come to lift our hearts in praise and thanksgiving to Thee tonight. Lord, for Your goodness to us throughout the year that is gone. And Lord, we look to Thee again for Your goodness to us in the year that lies before us. Realize, O God, that every good, every perfect gift cometh from Thee. Lord, that without Thee we are nothing, and without Thee we can do nothing. And so, O God, we pray, Lord, that right at the very outset of this new year, may we know the blessing of the triune God. Lord, may we know the Spirit of the Lord falling upon us, Lord, and Lord, working in us and working through us. O God, we pray that tonight, even as we consider it this morning, we ask, O God, that in this year that lies before us, give us a renewed vision. Give us, Lord, that renewed vigor for the work of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that despite all the disappointments and despite all the difficulties, O God, we pray that we might see the work of God going forward in this part of East Belfast. And Lord, we pray that tonight You be pleased to burn within us once again that love and that desire for the glorious gospel of Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight that while the years roll on and while the years brings its changes, we thank Thee, O God, tonight that You're the one who remains ever the same. We thank Thee, Lord, that even as we considered on Friday evening past, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. And we thank Thee, Lord, tonight that the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And Heavenly Father, we pray that even this night, this first Lord's Day, this first gospel service of this new year, we pray, Lord, that some soul, having come into this meeting out of Christ, may they go away new creatures in Christ Jesus. O God, we cry unto Thee tonight for that move of God, the Holy Spirit. Lord, do that work which only Thou canst do. Realize, O God, that You've called us to preach. You've called us to be faithful. You've called us, Lord, to be busy in the work of God. Lord, we realize that it's only Thee and Thee alone that can save. It's only Thy Holy Spirit, Lord, that convict of sin. And so, Lord, we pray that tonight You'll send Thy Holy Spirit amongst us. And Lord, we pray that tonight this place, this church, Lord, this place in the Sandown Road, Lord, will be that saving shop within a yard of hell, Lord, to those who are here without Christ. Oh God, we pray that tonight the cry will go up from this place, what must I do to be saved? Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll bless the going forth of Thy word tonight. We ask, oh God, that this night, Lord, through everything that would be said and done, that Thy name would be honored and glorified. Remember our Lord as He'd come and share with us His testimony. Bless Him, encourage Him, and use Him tonight, we pray. And Lord, we pray that You'll help Him, oh Lord, as He would tell us of what the Lord has done in His life. And Lord, we pray that You'll bless the preaching of the word of God. Lord, we look to Thee. Lord, our help is not in ourselves. Vain is the help of man. But, O God, we look to Thee tonight. Come, O God, we pray. Lord, we pray that tonight You'll give us help. Lord, we pray that tonight You'll fill this preacher with Holy Ghost power. Empty me all of self. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and fill me with power. Lord, we pray that tonight You'll come and pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us in a way we have not known before, in a way we have not experienced before. And so, our Father, we look to Thee. Give the increase tonight, we pray. Lord, remember all those who cannot gather with us tonight. Lord, You know the many tonight who are ill and unwell. Lord, we pray tonight for those in our congregation who need that touch in a very special way. Draw very near to them, we ask. Lord, touch them in their bodies. So many of Thy dear children tonight are ill and sick. And Lord, we just pray that You'll touch them and strengthen them. And Lord, that very soon we'll see them back in the house of God once again. And Father, we pray tonight You'll remember the wanderer. Lord, remember, Lord, those who once walked well with Thee, but yet tonight they're far from God. Oh, Lord, we pray that tonight You'll, Lord, bring them back to their first love. We pray, Lord, that tonight, wherever they are, make them miserable in their wayward, sinful ways. And Lord, we pray that tonight You'll burn within them, Lord, that desire for Christ, for the things of God, for the people of God, and for the house of God. And Heavenly Father, we pray that while this, Lord, year might be a year of salvation, Lord, may it be a year of restoration as well. Our Father, we pray that You'll bless the going forth of thy word, not only here, but across our land. Bless every faithful herald of the gospel tonight, we pray. Lord, we pray that you'll remember all those who are faithful to thee and to thy word across our city tonight. Lord, bless the going forth of the gospel across our province tonight. Bless it, we pray. Remember, Lord, over in England and Scotland and Wales. Pray for Philip tonight. Bless him there in London. Encourage him. Lord, use him mightily in this year that lies ahead, and may he see many souls being reached and won for thee there in our capital city. Lord, we just pray that you'll remember, Lord, the persecuted church tonight. Remember, Lord, those tonight who do not have the privileges such as we have to gather in a fashion such as this. Many tonight gathering, Lord, in little groups for fear of their lives. And, O God, we thank thee for their faithfulness. Strengthen them, O God, we pray. Lord, defeat the powers of sin and Satan towards them. And Lord, we pray that they might be found faithful as well. Our Father, we pray that you'll bless the missionaries tonight. Remember, Lord, those who are serving thee, far from family and far from home at this time. Encourage them. And Lord, we would again commit to thee and to thy care. Reverend Patterson, his dear wife Alison, draw very near to them, O God, we pray. You know the heartache, Lord, of the loss of another parent. And especially, Lord, at this time, as they cannot get home from Kenya, Lord, just draw very near. Comfort their broken hearts at this time. And may they know the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And so, our Father, we pray that you'll bless us now. Continue on with us, we ask. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight we were hoping to have a singer. Our brother Stephen Greer was to come minister to us in song, but unfortunately Stephen is not well. He's just like every other person in the country at this minute. They're not very well, and Stephen is not able to be with us tonight. But we still have Aaron, and Aaron was to testify for us a few weeks ago, but again, because of sickness, he wasn't able to do it, but we're glad that he's here tonight. And so, Aaron, we're going to ask you to come and give me a word of testimony, and the Lord richly bless you. Thank you.
When Mr. Wilson texted me, I was asking if I was going to give my testimony. I couldn't really say no, because, you know, when Mr. Wilson asks you to do something, he's already got the plans made before you get a response. But I'm quite nervous tonight, because I'm quite a quiet person. Just talking for, trying to get a good conversation to someone can be a challenge to me, and talking in front of a lot of people is something else, but I've got to get out of comfort zone sometimes, so I'm here tonight. I was born on 25th April 2005 into a Christian family, with my mum, dad, two brothers, and sister. As you guess, I was the favourite child out of all of them. And I was always brought to church, church and Sunday school, every Sunday that I can remember. And I was also brought to Sandown Camp, which is something that I always remembered, and it's something that I looked forward to every year. And I was quite sad as well that I couldn't go the past 2 years. But I was saved when I was 4 years old. I can't remember much about it, but I can remember that it was a night, and my dad was praying to me about being saved, and I accepted God that night. And I can remember waking up the next morning and running downstairs to tell my mom that I was saved. Throughout my Christian life, one problem that came up was my fear of eternity. I feared this because everything in life is measured by time. There's always, to everything you do, there's always a start, there's always an end. And I couldn't get around the fact that when we went to heaven, that it would last forever. It's just, I couldn't get around my mind. And this was a recurring problem for me. And I remember my mom and dad praying for me over this problem. And over time, God helped me through it, and helped me to overcome this fear of eternity. And even today, I still can't get around it. But I know, and I can trust that God is in control of it, and I can trust him. A thing that God has given me is also my love of stories. And including the love of stories, I also love to listen to Bible stories and people's testimonies. And because I just love to listen to them, it really helps me be able to hear the problems that happened in their lives and how God helped them through it. And this is quite, and I find this quite helpful, because anytime I feel like there's a problem or a sin that's come up in my life, I can remember other people's testimonies and how they were able to get through it with God, and that helps to give me strength to know when I have a problem or sin that other people have faced it, and I know with God's help that I can get through it. And I know everyone had struggles with COVID. It was a big shock to everyone, and I was just like everyone else. Like, before COVID, everything seemed to be going fine. But as soon as, when COVID hit, I thought it was just going to be a couple of weeks off school. I didn't mind that, because who wouldn't mind a couple of weeks off school? But as lockdown got longer and longer, I really started to dread it. Like, it just took everything out of me. My motivation was gone. And it was just a really hard time. But what I did learn from lockdown is how much more I needed God. Lockdown really helped me to get into the routine of reading my Bible and praying daily. And a verse that has helped me throughout my life, especially quite recently in these times around with COVID, is 1 Peter 5:7, which was the 2021 motto. It's casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And this verse has just really helped me through my life, just knowing that whatever happens in my life, I can just cast all my problems upon God, and he will help me through them. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Aaron, for that word of testimony. I appreciate your willingness to do that. I'm certainly being blessed and enjoyed that word of testimony. The Lord bless you for sharing with us your testimony. I obviously have an awful reputation, but I didn't realize I had that much power. I don't, I can assure you. It's just you're always very willing to help out at any time I ask. But thank you so much, Aaron, for that word of testimony. I want to welcome you all along to our gospel service. We're glad to see you this evening in the house of God. And while many are not able to be with us tonight, many sick and unwell in the congregation and isolating and all that, we're glad to see you, and we pray the Lord will bless you as you've joined with us this evening. Can I just run through a few things for our week that lies ahead in the will of the Lord? We have our Thursday night Bible study and prayer meeting, and we encourage you back again Thursday night for that season of study around the Word of God and also for the time of prayer. It's a good habit to form. Come and join with us this Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Friday night will be our monthly presbytery meeting. Next Lord's Day, the Sunday School and Bible class recommences here, and also the Sunday School in Hollywood. 10:15 for Sunday School and Bible class here in Sandown, and 2:30 for Hollywood. We have our morning service at 11:30, preceded by the season of prayer, and then we have next Sunday evening the first of our family and friends night services. And one of our college students, our brother Gregory Gibson, will be along to testify and tell of how the Lord saved him. Gregory was brought up in a Roman Catholic home, and yet the Lord saved him and has now called him into the ministry, and we're looking forward to having Gregory with us next Sunday evening. Also, our brother Matthew McGill will, God willing, be here to sing for us next Sunday night. So remember that. Another opportunity for you to invite someone along. That's the Family and Friends Night Service next Sunday evening at 6:30. Then after the meeting next Sunday night, we'll have the first of our special seasons of prayer for this year. We weren't able to have those last year, but we want to have them this year, as many as we can, on the Sunday night immediately after the gospel service, and then the following week, three nights, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all at 8 o'clock. And we trust you'll join with us for those special seasons of prayer. Our youth fellowship will return on Friday the 14th of January, and then our Explorers Club will be back on Tuesday the 18th of January. As we said this morning, do continue to remember in your prayers the Reverend Malcolm Patterson and his wife Alison. The Reverend Patterson's father passed away somewhat suddenly yesterday. And because of COVID, unfortunately, the Reverend Patterson and his wife were not able to get home for the funeral service. So do remember them very much in your prayers at this time. latest copy of the Sandown Herald is available. If you didn't get one with you today, please, or this morning, take one with you tonight. Also, the daily reading plan produced by the TBS and the word list is available there as well. Take those with you. And all the details in relation to the Emmanuel Christian School. And I draw your attention especially again to the child sponsorship scheme, whereby you can sponsor a child for £120 per year per child there in the Emmanuel Christian School. And if you'd like any more information, take the leaflet and all the details will be there. Also, our motto text that we preached on this morning, the little cards are there with the calendars on the back. Take as many of those as you can and even give them out to your friends and family. These are all the announcements. We're going to sing another hymn just now before we come to the Word of God. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. We'll stand together as we sing this hymn, please. I want you to turn with me this evening, the Word of God, to the Gospel of John, John's Gospel, chapter 14. We're coming to one of those familiar passages of Scripture. And as I said on Friday evening, it's often those familiar, well-known verses that are the hardest to preach on. And yet, there's so much truth in what we want to look at this evening. And while we consider a verse that is so well known, you will be able to quote it off by heart, I'm sure. We pray the Lord will speak to us and reveal himself afresh to us tonight in the gospel as we consider this tonight. I want to speak this evening on the subject of and ask the question, have you the right passport? But let's read together John chapter 14, verse 1. John chapter 14, verse 1. The Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, how can we know the way? We know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let's just end our reading there and come to the Lord in another word of prayer. And let's ask for his help and for his presence tonight. To come to the gospel, it's always a very solemn time. Realize we're always standing between the living and the dead. Not here to entertain. We're here to bring the word of God plainly and simply, I trust, tonight. And so, Christian, pray. Pray that tonight God will speak. Speak in this meeting. Someone this night will hear the word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for, Lord, thy presence with us already. We thank the Lord for testimony of Aaron. We thank the Lord for that day you saved him. Encourage him, Lord. Bless him. Lead him on with thyself in his young life, we pray. Bless all of our young people. Lord, we pray that tonight you'll keep them, Lord, from the things of this old world. Lord, tonight we think of those who are in the world, or those who are away from God and far from thee. Lord, speak to them tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight for those who are here in this meeting, or others who may be tuning in online. Lord, we pray that tonight the voice of God will be heard. Lord, we pray you'll hide this preacher behind the cross. Lord, we pray that none might be seen save our Savior. No voice will be heard but his. So speak, we pray, in the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. It used to be the only time that you needed a passport was for going on some foreign holiday, either on holiday or on business. It was one of those checklist items that you always needed to have somewhere handy and close to you because you were going to need it. Because if you had no passport, there was no holiday. And that passport identified you as a citizen of your home country. And as such, that passport gave you a right to travel. However, now in these strange times in which we're living, another passport has come into existence, that which is termed a COVID passport. And it's now come into our vocabulary. And it's become one of the requirements, not just for foreign country travel, but even to get into such places as a restaurant to get something to eat or theaters. Who would ever have thought that such a thing would be a possibility, let alone a reality in our province? Yet tonight I have no intention of using this pulpit to speak on the whys or wherefores of COVID passports, because I believe the gospel meeting must and should be kept for the clear, simple, straight, plain preaching of the gospel. What I want us to consider, therefore, tonight is another passport. And to ask the question, have you the right passport? You see, the whole thing with these COVID passports is that we have now a society that is taken up with living, and every precaution is taken so that life is preserved, and we understand that. And we listen to the medics, and we listen to the government who tell us to take every caution, the very same people who will quite easily and quite readily legislate for the murder of the unborn child in the womb, and yet we're supposed to take their words on board in this matter as well. But it's all taken up with preserving life. But how many have actually stopped to think that throughout the period of these past 2 years especially, not so much about living, but more especially about dying. Not so much with this life, but rather with the life hereafter. You see, while there are preparations that need to be made for living, there is a greater preparation that needs to be made for dying. There is a tremendous and an urgent need for preparation in this life for the life that is yet to be lived. Because the Scriptures tell us it is appointed unto man once to die. Once to die. People tell us today, you only live once. No, you live forever. You only die once. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. You see, tonight when this life is over, there is another life to be lived. Because all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account. And the Bible makes it very clear and very plain that there are only two places after this life. It's either in heaven with Christ for all of eternity, or it's in hell without Christ for all of eternity. What do you need to do tonight to go to hell? The answer is nothing. Nothing. You live in your sin, you die in your sin. You'll be cast out into outer darkness because of your sin. But there is something that you need to do if you're ever going to be in heaven. These verses that we'll consider tonight make it very clear that heaven, yes, it's a place that the Lord has gone to prepare, but it's gone to prepare for a people who are prepared. And there is an entry requirement to heaven. There is a way to heaven tonight. And that way to heaven, that passport to heaven, is not some paper document that you've stuck away some back drawer and hopefully you'll find it again when you need it. It's not some QR code on your smartphone that you can scan. It's not a certificate that proves that you've been vaccinated or not. This passport tonight to heaven is a person, and that person being the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder tonight as we start out in this new year, do you have this passport? Do you have the right passport? Do you have the right documentation into heaven? You might have a passport to prove your national identity. You might have a passport to prove your vaccination status. But I'll tell you this, those things will count for nothing when you stand before God and give an account. This evening, as we set out in another new year, we're all on a journey. And you see, tonight, the reality is we're all nearer the end of that journey than ever before. And everyone in this meeting tonight, you're either nearer hell or you're nearer heaven. Tonight, for those who are still in your sin, you are nearer hell tonight than you've ever been. You're nearer the lost eternity tonight than you've ever been. Thank God for those who are prepared, for those who are saved. We're near heaven. We're all on a journey. We're all going somewhere. And tonight, you all long for heaven. You desire to be there. But have you the right passport to get into heaven? And tonight, we want therefore to go on a journey through these verses. And first of all, I want us to see here the accommodation that is detailed. The accommodation that is detailed. Look at verse number 2. The Lord says, in my Father's house are many mansions. The accommodation of heaven here is detailed for us in these few words. And what an accommodation it is. You remember in those days when you traveled? Seems a long distant memory now. But for those of a certain age, you remember going into the travel agent And you grabbed every travel brochure that you could possibly get. And you had your arms full of brochures to here, there, and to everywhere. And you just loved looking through the brochures and wondering, well, where could I go on holiday this year? Where's the best type of accommodation? And you listened and you read, and you read everything that the brochure had to say about the accommodation. I'm sure you've been to some lovely places. But you know, no matter where you've been to on earth, there's nowhere to compare to this place. No matter how great and how grand the accommodation you may have stayed on here on earth, there is nothing to compare to the accommodation that is set forth here in heaven. Notice the setting of this accommodation in verse number 2, in my Father's house. In my Father's house. Here we see the setting of this accommodation. It's the Father's house. When the Lord would finish His ministry here on earth, He told His people that He was returning. He was going back to His Father's house. And He said for all those who had received Christ as their Savior, they would go there too. The psalmist speaks in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord or my Father forever. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he said, for we know that of our earthly house, of this tabernacle we're dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He was speaking about a place far grander and greater than any place on this earth, the Father's house. There He would dwell for all eternity. I want us to see especially not only the setting of this accommodation, notice the splendor of it. Verse number 2, my Father's house are many mansions. In my Father's house are many mansions. It literally means abiding places, places of rest. What an idea and thought of splendor there is just in that one word, mansions. Dear child of God, tonight, you mightn't live in a mansion down here, but praise God, I believe you'll live in a mansion in heaven. The splendor of that place. The Apostle John, as he got an insight into glory, into heaven, into that accommodation, Revelation 21, he gives us an insight. That city made of pearl and every wall made of jasper, and the city itself and the streets of gold. Gold in its purest form is transparent. We only know solid gold, but this is pure gold, clear as crystal. And as the light of Christ would shine in that place, it would radiate Christ. In that place, John tells us, there is no sun, no moon, no stars. For the radiance and the beauty of that place is Christ. He tells us there is no sin, no pollution, no contamination, none of the effects of sin. No cemeteries in heaven, no undertakers in heaven, no hospitals in heaven. Praise God, no illnesses, no sickness in heaven. He tells us as well there are no sinners in heaven. We'll come to that point in a moment. Maybe tonight you have loved ones already there. And tonight you have loved ones in the glory. And they've gone on to be with Christ. And tonight they're in the Father's house, that place of many mansions. Let me ask you tonight, will you join them there? Will you join them in heaven? Did you make the preparation? Will you make the preparation that they have made? Oh, tonight, if they could speak. And tonight, if loved ones who have got on before us, if they could speak tonight, they would say, come over here, come over here. Perhaps others who have gone to a lost eternity in hell, and they would say, don't come here. Don't come here. Oh, such is the splendor of heaven, the setting of this accommodation. The hymn writer says, how beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free, for a haven of rest for the weary, how beautiful heaven must be. We'll not know its beauty until we are there. But before we go any further, let me ask you, will you be there? Will you be there? There is the accommodation that is detailed. I want us to move on now and look at the investigation that is made. Look at verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? As Thomas listened to the Savior describe the splendor and the setting of heaven, he investigates a little further and he says, Lord, how can we know the way? What an investigation, what an inquiry to make. How can I get to heaven? Well, many tonight believe they're going to heaven their own way. Perhaps even sitting in this meeting tonight, in the first gospel meeting of another new year, you believe you're going to heaven because of who you are or what you are. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right. And perhaps tonight here in this gospel service in Sandown Church, you believe you're on the right way. The verse goes on to say that the ends thereof are the ways of death. But here this is this man, and he's investigating, he's inquiring, how can we know the way? He realized that there had to be a certain way. Think of the cause of this investigation. The Lord has said to him at the end of verse 2, I go to prepare a place for you. There's a wonderful truth in that verse, and I don't want to take up much time on it. But you know, Christ has gone to prepare a place for those who will trust Him in heaven. Why and how? On the merits of all that He has done at the cross. On the victory that He secured there at Calvary's cross. He secured your right to heaven. He secured your passage to heaven. For all who would trust Him, as we'll see in a moment, for all who would turn to Him, He secured your entrance there. You see, the reality is that when Christ on the cross stood condemned, and during those hours of darkness, when God the Father placed the rod of divine wrath upon His Son, heaven was shut to Him. The Father had departed from Him. But through His death and through His atonement, He made a way that you might go to the Father's house. How did He enter heaven? I've preached on this before, I'm sure. How did He enter heaven? He entered heaven by His blood. Heaven opened. The sacrifice of Christ was accepted on the cross. The Father accepted the Son's work, and all who trust Him will be accepted as well. Christ, through His death, has gone to prepare a place for all who will trust Him. He is the first fruits of them that slept. And tonight He entered heaven by divine right and divine claim that you might go there too. There's the clarity of this investigation as well. How can I know the way? You know, tonight so many are bogged down with so much stuff that would bamboozle you and confound you and not have a clue what they're on about. And so many people tonight, it seems, even in the Church of Jesus Christ, they're taken up with the deep stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the simple truth that every sinner needs to know. How can I get to heaven? Sinner, whatever else you might know about the Bible, whatever else you might know about the Lord, here's something you do need to know. How can I get to heaven? Thomas was very clear on it. How can we know the way? How can we know the way? Oh, that tonight you would see, like Thomas, that without the Lord you're helpless and you're hopeless. Oh, that tonight on this first gospel service of another new year, you would realize, I can't get to heaven myself. I can't do anything. That without Christ tonight you're without hope. Tonight without Him you're without assurance. Oh, that tonight you would desire, like Thomas desired, how can I know the way? How can I get to heaven? Following on from that then, there's the accommodation that's detailed. There's an investigation that's made. We come into verse number 6 now, and we see the documentation that's required. Jesus answered very simply and very plainly, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, the life. Verse 6, we're told of the documentation, the entry requirements, the passport to heaven. Jesus says, I'm the way. I'm the truth, I'm the life. The documentation you need tonight is not a piece of paper, but rather it's the Savior. You need Christ tonight. Christ is the only way to heaven. Christ is the only entrance to heaven. Christ is your only passport to heaven. Christ came from heaven to earth that you might go from earth to heaven. And without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. Christ is the way today, and you must follow Him. Christ is the truth today. You must believe Him. Christ is the life for which you must hope in Him. He came to Bethlehem, as we've been considering over recent weeks, so that to go to Calvary to make that full and final atonement for your sin, there die in your place, there take your sin, there pay the price of the broken law on your behalf, there shed His blood to forgive you of your sin. Because be assured tonight, you'll never be in heaven with your sin. You'll never be with Christ where He is if you're still a sinner. And it comes your time to leave this world. Do you know a covert passport might restrict the places that you go here on earth? But without the stamp of the blood of Christ in your life, you will never, ever be in heaven. Without the forgiveness of your sin, no COVID passport, no British passport, no other passport you care to mention will ever allow you into heaven. You'll before you board a plane, and they want to see your passport, and they'll check your details, and they make sure that they correlate with the details that they have. They want to make sure you have the right documentation so that you can travel on that plane, get to the destination. You'll never enter heaven without the right documentation. Your name might be on some passenger list of some airway. But let me ask you tonight, is your name written in heaven? In Revelation chapter 20, again, John says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And listen to this, and whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast out. Cast out into the lake of fire. Matthew chapter 7, we read of those who will complain to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, what have we done in your name? We've done all of these things. The problem is their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They didn't have the right documentation. Is your name written in heaven tonight? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you the right passport to heaven? Let me put it another way. What are you depending on tonight for heaven? What are you depending upon tonight? Religion, morality, good works? None of those things will save you. You live in sin, you die in sin, you will be cast out into outer darkness. Now, you might or might not be vaccinated against COVID, but there's a far more serious illness and sickness, and that is sin. And what's the vaccine for the virus of sin? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. That precious, ruby, royal blood of Christ. Are you washed tonight in the blood of the Lamb? Are you saved tonight? Have you the right passport? Have you the right documentation? Finally tonight, there's not only the accommodation that's detailed, and the investigation that's made, the documentation that's required, but finally, notice the reservation that is available. You see, tonight, the glorious news of the gospel is that you can reserve your place in heaven. Tonight you can start for heaven. Tonight you can be ready for heaven. Tonight your life can be changed and transformed. You can make that reservation now because reservations are open. You can start for heaven now. Just as we've started in another new year, you can start in a new life. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Be warned, reservations can close at any time and without any warning. At any time, your opportunity to be right for heaven, your opportunity to be saved, your opportunity to get right with Christ, it could be gone and there could be no more hope. Because the Savior says, my spirit shall not always strive. How gracious and merciful He's been to you throughout the past year. You could have been in eternity tonight. You could have been in the place of the damned tonight. You could be burning in hellfire tonight. But God has been merciful. But don't bank on His mercy anymore. Reservations are open. Will you come? This first Sunday night, this first gospel service of the new year could be your last opportunity. Could be the last time for you to get right with God, for you to be saved, for you to make that preparation. Jesus tonight is the way. He's the only way. The only way to heaven. Verse goes on to say, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's not by Allah. Not by Joseph Smith, it's not by Buddha, it's not by Muhammad, but by Christ. We were singing it, in Christ alone. My hope is found. Christ is all you need. Because He did all that you needed for heaven. By dying in your place, taking your sin, that you might go to heaven. Therefore tonight will you come to Christ. Will you start this new year by receiving Him by faith, seeking His forgiveness, tonight make you ready for heaven, ready for home. Have you the right passport tonight? I'm not asking you about what type of passport you have in your drawer at home. I'm not asking you about what sort of passport you might or might not have in your phone. I'm asking you tonight, have you got Christ? Are you saved? Because sooner or later, the day is coming when we will leave this scene of time. And as I said at the start, we're nearer the end of the journey than we've ever been. Oh, please God, for all of us, it's many, many years hence, but who knows? Who knows? This day last week, three young men, not far from where I was brought up, and all their plans for living, their life ahead of them. An instant. To eternity. Where will you be in eternity? They never planned that this night last week would be their last night in this world, this earth. What if this were to be your last night? Where would you be? Where would you be? Come to Christ. Come now.